the number of schools that aren't receiving GES within my own constituency and further afield. It's putting massive pressure on that school community. It's actually putting that school community into poverty. We have an area, and especially if you look at the Glenties Littoral area, where there's high unemployment, as it is in vast immigration, and the parents are expected to pick up the flack in that there. This is no way to adequately fund our schools. There was a case there not so long ago where a parent had told me that the school community had to go and borrow €500 from a parent just to put oil into the tank. This is absolutely no way to fund our school community. Our children and the children's parents should not be under pressure constantly to try to raise money. There's enough difficulties within some family homes to keep mortgages and to keep the house afloat without actually having to fund what the state is there to fund, and that's our schools, and to focus solely on the education of our children and not to focus on hugely on fundraising.
And recent figures have revealed that €46 million was spent by parents in Ireland to support the day-to-day running costs of schools. And as you said, there are many other financial demands on parents, and some families might have more than others.
Absolutely. I don't think it's fair that parents should have to, or the community itself should have to, fund our schools when it comes to a point where you're asking parents to raise hundreds upon hundreds a year between tickets and raffles and walks, and that's not the way that our schools should be run. And I'd be asking the state now to reinstate GES and to look to fund our schools adequately.